situation, you know, for eight cars, which, you know, he's got a two-car garage on the front side. He's got a patio right underneath for parking, and he's got parking all the way down this road here. So far as parking is not an issue for this property. And we wanted to kind of show where this set into, kind of put it in perspective of where the neighborhood is versus where this is, just to make sure to say, hey, you know, we're not clashing with the neighborhood. And as you can see, coming right on Skyline Road, Redford's got those five cabins as you come onto Skyline coming into it, and we're not that much further from it.
We're 1.5 blocks from those five units that Redford just put up.
As you can see, it kind of sits down in a hole there with a valley there on the back side of it.
No one behind. So where that his part of the building there, there's parking, paved parking in front of the garage, which can do two cars. Out from there, it's 230 feet of paved parking. You could line up eight cars in a row, not including around the back part. There's a two-stall carport with parking for probably three cars out from there. So you could park 12 vehicles easily there. And so I don't think there's any parking issue at all.
And then I know another thing had come up was the trash situation, that everybody was saying that those two cans that set up on Skyline Road had been part of that property, which we'd actually talked to the homeowner, which they're not part of that property. He actually has trash bins on site, built-in trash bins that they actually take the trash out as they go. So not sure where the trash bins up on Skyline Road are coming from. But that was another concern that was, I guess, the public was having issues with.
Yeah. So what was that?
That was their trash can that each of them have.
That's built into the property.
At the duplex?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Each of them has one of those. And they have, on this property, M514, he's got a commercial piece of property by Silver Dollar City. So he puts it in there, and then once a week takes it to his commercial property where he has a dumpster there. So he goes.
Who's servicing this? Who's servicing
the trash? Republic.
Was that even an issue on? Our issue was the road.
Yeah.
Parking.
Yeah.
Something else. What was it?
But we just wanted to make sure and address, you know, any of the issues that had come up previously.
Yeah.
Any questions about any of that?
You guys have any questions?
No.
No? I don't have any right now either.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. There's anybody that's opposing or anybody else that's for this appeal?
My name is Troy Ford. I own the other duplex, which is 518 Skyline Road. And I can tell you there's a lot of parking there. I could put probably 15 cars in my spot. And I do not use those trash cans. I don't know where that came from. I haul my own garbage.
So you're saying you own the south duplex, the south
yes.
side? Okay, all right, thank you.
And I have no objections to
okay.
putting in a... And I'm really the only neighbor there.
Okay.
Now, do you rent yours out ever?
No.
Never. You live in it full time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we just done a lot of construction work anyway, so we're staying. We got to.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I don't think so. Thank you. All right, is there anybody else that is for this appeal? Okay.
Doyle Barnett, and I live at 514, and I'm still staying in this state and the county. But I've lived there over 3 years. For over a year, I've had 7 cars there and a trailer, and sometimes 2 trailers and sometimes 3 trailers. So there's enough parking for a dozen cars. But for over a year, I've had 5 vehicles coming and leaving at least twice a day. And we have never had an issue if there are only 16 people. And I've had 5 cars coming and going twice a day. There's not an issue with the road. Never has been. A few times I've met, but I always pull over and we pass. So there's never been an issue at all on it. The trash, I have never used Republic. I called Republic, and Republic said it's illegal for the trash cans to be where they are. They're supposed to be on people's property. The only time they can be on public property is the day of the dumping. So they asked me if they want me to come and pick them up. I said, well, it's not my trash cans. So the trash cans, there's all illegal. All I have to do, somebody's called, they'll pick the trash cans up. And they'll go away because they're illegal to be there anyway. But we carry our own trash. And I don't think there'll be any more traffic with it rented out as there is now.
And just which one was yours?
Mine on the north side.
Okay, so you're the current owner.
I'm the current owner.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, the Skyline Drive, who maintains the asphalt?
Well, before it was asphalt, everybody maintained the road, but Troy and I, we have been maintaining the asphalt.
Okay.
So
that was not a MoDOT installation of asphalt?
No, MoDOT said they would not fund it.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
They said they were not opposed to fixing it, but they did not have the funding to repair such things.
Gotcha.
And it was out of the county, so the county didn't have anything to do with it. So since we just used it, every time it rained, we'd get a big pothole.
Mm-hmm.
And so for months and months and months, we'd carry rocks and stuff, and maybe somebody else did the road too. But most of the time, the neighbor, prior to my existing neighbor, he would normally patch the hole when it was gravel. But everybody worked on patching the hose. Now with asphalt, we have had no issues.
Yeah, that's nice.
At the moment.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak for this appeal? All right. Is there anybody like to speak in opposition to this appeal? Okay.
Hi, I'm Becky Penrod. I live at 748 Skyline Road. I've been in Branson over 40 years, and there's a few things about roads and asphalt that some of you know and some people don't know. There was no prep work done before that asphalt was put down. The ditches were not pulled, the road was not crowned, and there was no base put down. I've already got water standing on that asphalt. So when that starts to freeze, you and I both know there's going to be some axle-deep chuck holes. My question is, who's going to maintain it then? I think that's a legitimate concern because I have to go over it every day. I don't have an issue with them using the road, but when MoDOT owns a road, does that give people access to put in a commercial property and the overnight rental? That's my question. Who's going to maintain the road? Well, I can tell you, my husband originally had that road built. He was county commissioner back in 1979 and 80, and it was done properly. That's the only reason that road is as in good a shape as it is. To your planning and zoning regulations, number one, it will cause, let me get that for you. It says the establishment, maintenance, and operation of the proposed location will not have a substantial adverse impact, be detrimental, or to endanger the public health, safety, and morals, and comfort, and the general welfare. Well, I beg to disagree because, again, we live at the end of that road, and with the additional traffic The pictures that you saw of the two pickup trucks on the road, that is very deceiving because the actual asphalt measures 11 foot wide. And what you're seeing over to the side are a bunch of leaves and large rocks. And it is difficult to pull over. You better stop because there are some pretty large rocks over there. So I don't believe it should be approved. I just don't feel like that road was intended to carry that kind of traffic, for one thing. It's a residential area, and I'd like for it to stay that way. I've been there over 40 years. Thank you.
All right. A question, if I may. When the road was surfaced, did you pay to have the road surfaced or any part of it?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know it was going to be done.
Okay.
So, up until that point, my husband and I had maintained the full length of the road. We do have an easement all the way down, and we actually own from his driveway is paved onto our house.
When you go home, show me, if you would please,
zoom
your
in, Scott.
Route. How you go home on the road there, if you don't mind.
I only have one way into my house.
All right, and that would be how?
You turn off of Skyline Road up there, and you come all the way down. I have to go past all of that, and then we're at the very end.
Are you the only house down there?
No, we're not. There is another house down there.
There's one that has like skulls and crossbones and stuff.
That's
you. Okay, so you're at the end
My
there.
My husband's a combat vet, and he just prefers to be left alone. He doesn't bother anybody because he never gets out. But that brings up another point. I've had to actually ask people to move on our road before. He's in poor health. He's an amputee, and if I have to get an ambulance down to my house, I can't go searching door to door to figure out who's parked in our road. I know they have good intentions, but people park on that road.
And they were parked where, if you'd point out, if you don't mind.
Where were they?
When they blocked the road, where?
It's the other neighbor.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with this one because...
Correct.
Because when I was there yesterday, I couldn't imagine somebody standing at a duplex and parking up on the road when there's all this beautiful parking in front of the house. So
I hope you're correct.
Because it's a long ways up the hill to the road.
And that brings up another point. From where you turn off into that duplex, coming back toward my house, we actually own that road. If you look it up, there's a deed to Don and Becky Penrod. And I really don't want people in that overnight rental thinking that that's just a nice walk trail for them, because I've had that happen before. People just, naturally want to get out and explore, and here they come, and they come right up to our yard. So.
Okay. How long ago was that asphalt put in, do you remember?
I believe it was last fall.
1 year.
Does the asphalt go all the way to your house?
No.
It stops at the driveway to the duplex.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. But again, I have been a long-term resident of this community, and you guys know something about roads. It wasn't put in right. And I even went down there and talked to the guy that was putting it down, and he goes, yeah, I probably should have done more before we put it down, but that's all they paid for. So who will fix it when we start having potholes?
Who fixed it when you did have potholes?
My husband and I used to pay to have it graded and limestone brought in. But again, we had the ditches pulled and we had the road crowned, did it right.
So you serviced it all the way up until when the asphalt was put in?
I'm sorry?
You serviced that road until the asphalt was put in, is what you're saying?
We did.
Okay.
MoDOT just took that a few years ago. So up until that point, it was all on us.
Yeah. Okay. You have any questions? Rick, do you have any more questions?
No.
All right.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.